AccuWeather forecast, going to be sunny today, high around 55. Two men taken into custody this morning from what initially was reported as a possible theft from property on Gulf Road in Caledonia. It led to a vehicle pursuit, then a foot chase from near 43rd Street and 7 Mile Road. A citizen called 911. That led to police and sheriff's deputies going into that area. A dark-colored van reportedly went onto some property on 6.5 Mile Road before being found abandoned. The two suspects then spotted making their way east through farm property south of 7 Mile Road, and they were taken into custody within minutes of each other. In Kenosha, police still saying next to nothing about a shooting incident that occurred early Sunday morning outside of a home in the 1500 block of 61st Street, other than that the victim had non-life-threatening injuries and was released after treatment at a hospital. The Kenosha News talked to a number of neighbors who said they heard either the gunshots or the aftermath. AT&T is acquiring media giant Time Warner, an agreement worth nearly $109 billion. Time Warner's chief executive, Jeff Bucus, says it's an opportunity to deliver more content to more consumers.
What it allows us to do is just move faster with more innovation, better consumer offerings, more different price points, more effective advertising, and therefore people are going to see that more of the cost of content can be borne by advertising, and the experience of watching television can be better.
Meanwhile, except for federal scrutiny, this transaction is believed to be a done deal, the boards of both companies voting in favor. Two of the nation's biggest discount brokerages are merging, TD Ameritrade buying Scottrade Financial Services for about $4 billion and will keep Scottrade's brokerage operations, but sell off Scottrade Bank to Toronto Dominion Bank, TD Ameritrade's largest investor, for about $1.3 billion cash, the deal to help the Canadian bank to expand in the United States. The average gasoline price in Wisconsin is down a nickel a gallon. AAA says the statewide average for regular now at $2.15. That's 7 cents below the nationwide average. Of course, around southeast Wisconsin, you can find prices around $2.05 at some places. AAA's highest price, Eau Claire, $2.23 a gallon. Madison, the lowest price at $2.10. Meanwhile, spotters for GasBuddy.com said they found prices as low as $1.95 a gallon in Kenosha. Coming up tonight, the second of two Burlington informational meetings about the community poll advisory referendum, which of course is on the November ballot. It'll be held in the auditorium of Burlington High School. Voters are being asked in just over 2 weeks if the city should be allowed to borrow up to $5.4 million to finance construction of a new pool. First informational meeting was held on October 5th. Just like then, presenters for tonight's meeting, again at 6 o'clock, will include representatives from the firm that designed the pool, along with officials from the city and the Community Pool Board. The Gateway Promise Program helps to ensure qualifying students the ability to realize their dream of going to college, potentially tuition-free, and to begin a path toward a career and personal success. And it's a partnership with Racine Unified. Zena Hayward, Gateway's Executive Vice President and Provost, talked to the Board of Education recently, noting the $3 million program goal totals more than $1.5 million through Gateway's Foundation Promise Endowment Fund. That includes donations from S.E. Johnson and its Chief Executive, Fisk Johnson.
That $1.5 million will take us about 5 years of revenue that we needed to collect for at least 5 years. $3 million, the program, the revenue that's generated, will be able to have the program in perpetuity.
Board member Bob Woodkey felt that the Promise program was great, would like it at the middle school level, though, to which Haywood said that's a future goal.
So that when they look to make a decision, they may look at our academies as a more attractive option than something further out in outside of this district.
Very good comment. We talked about what would be our next step after high school, and middle school is one of the next pieces that we have to do. Of course, it's a different level of writing and things like that. So we're working on the junior high piece.
The free college tuition and fees for 3 years, really the carrot to get them to come, according to Haywood, who added, once we get them, we hold them tight. Well, the top prize in Wisconsin's very own Megabucks lottery game is back to the starting point of $1 million. That after a winning ticket for $3 million was confirmed to a gas station in West Bend over the weekend. Employees at the Barton Citgo got word right after the official drawing Saturday night, and they were hoping to meet the person or persons who had the only winning ticket. But nobody came forward the next day to claim that prize. Somebody, though, with a lesser prize did show up, Patty Martin. She wanted her $30. She jokingly said, I wanted to know if it was right before me or right after me that this ticket was purchased, since her numbers, she said, were pretty close to those that were chosen. 15 UW Parkside faculty members created essays for a book titled Diversity in the College Classroom, Knowing Ourselves, Our Students, Our Disciplines. Communications Professor Faye Akindas and retired staffer Roseanne Mason told our partners at Gateway Public Radio that a former Parkside chancellor took note a few years ago that only one of 30 African-American males graduated within 5 years of enrolling. That led to summer sessions, and that turned the spotlight on hidden biases and questionable teaching methods.
A lot of the faculty who attended the Summer Institute started questioning their assumptions, that they had never considered before, you know, questioning their implicit biases towards certain students. It caused them to reflect on their identity, their life experiences, and how that translated into being a faculty in the, or a teacher in the classroom.
Mason says the soul searching led to some rather uncomfortable moments, like the time a guest speaker provocatively asked whether minority students are truly capable of success in college classrooms.
There was one instructor who came to the conclusion, he said, the problem is in me. So he realized it was the way he was interacting with the students of color in his class. Room that was part of the problem. That was a real aha moment for him, almost to the point where he wondered if he should still be teaching.
Those institutes, as they referred to, were discontinued after 4 years due to budget cuts. Both women say that the new book is an effort to extend the progress made by those sessions. And from the Milwaukee area, if you didn't hear, that missing one-year-old boy, the subject of an Amber Alert last night, found safe after the vehicle containing his car seat was stolen from outside a convenience store near 60th and Good Hope Road. The mother had reportedly left it running with the child inside to go inside and make a purchase. The city of Racine has already had hundreds of early voters stop in at City Hall, and by the time it's all over on the Friday before the big election, maybe 10,000 or so early votes will have been cast. Mayor John Dickert says it's all set up by the council chambers up on the second floor.
We've created a system that is the most fluid system we've ever had, in and out in a matter of minutes, and that's even with a lot of people coming in.
The mayor says parking's been made available in the lot right behind the building. That includes spaces up front for anybody with a handicap placard.
They want to just know that it's going to be made easy, fluid. Everybody's time is important, and we have to recognize that with our voters as well.
Racine's early voting will continue at City Hall till 5 p.m. November the 4th. Each municipality in Wisconsin is responsible for its own dates and hours. You can contact your municipal clerk's office by phone or go online for details. Polling place observers, meanwhile, they're going to be fanning out across the landscape November the 8th. That is allowed by law, but with some required rules to follow. Cynthia Seapress is the clerk in Wood County. She is also president of the Wisconsin County Clerks Association.
They're required to be within hearing of those poll lists, so when you as the voter check in, publicly state your name and address that they can hear it. Those election observers should be wearing a name tag. They have to sign in on a log.
Complete rules that govern the election observers right on the State Elections Commission website. Public information meeting tonight, 7:30, Caledonia's Eastside Community Center. A state DOT project proposal to replace the Hoods Creek Bridge in 2 years. 63 years old, it's 21 feet long. It connects, of course, to a number of homes in that subdivision. But it's so unsafe that the village administrator, Tom Christensen, recently voiced concern about potentially losing a fire truck if they had to do an emergency call in that area. It'll cost more than $520,000 for a new bridge. Village cost is about 20%. The rest will be federal money. And City of Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services, well, they're seeking community organizations as partners for the Adopt a River program. It was initiated by Leadership Racine and Park and Rec. It provides organizations a chance to volunteer and support Racine's anti-litter program. Anybody interested, contact Duncan Cortez at Park and Rec at 636-9568. There was a fire to a four-unit apartment building last night in Kenosha's uptown area that displaced everybody, including one injury. City crews were called out to the 2100 block of 61st Street on the report of smoke and flames at the upper level of that complex. A young girl was taken to the hospital after being rescued by a man who found her on a couch. That man telling investigators he was just visiting a friend in the area, ran upstairs, observed the child through the smoke. The fire itself began in the second floor unit. Fire damage confined mainly to the kitchen. The entire complex, though, with smoke and water damage, the Red Cross called in to offer help to those residents. Four children under the age of three dead this year in Milwaukee County from prescription drug overdoses. The Journal Sentinel has the most recent death in September involving a 17-month-old boy in Greenfield. The other three occurred in Milwaukee in August, May, and all the way back to February. Youth correctional facilities in Wisconsin and other states, not only expensive to operate, but prone to abuse, and they fail to reform. This is according to a new report from the Annie Casey Foundation. It also recommends closing all youth prisons and reinvesting in other types of programs. According to the foundation's president and chief executive, Patrick McCarthy, the model that's used for youth prisons is focused on security and control instead of providing the appropriate developmental needs of young people.
They are staffed by corrections officers, and in some facilities, things like mace have been used, long extended isolation, shackles, handcuffs, very brutal methods of controlling a young population.
McCarthy adds that the corrections culture in Wisconsin and other states needs to focus on rehab.
We've got to build a juvenile justice system that's based on the very simple principle of developing young people's capacity, giving them opportunity, holding them accountable, of course, is also very important, but doing it in a way that provides them a path to get back on track.
The Wisconsin Department of Corrections operates three juvenile facilities, Lincoln Hills and the Copper Lake School for Girls, that are both in Irma, as well as the Grow Academy just south of Madison. The DOC maintains that is an alternative to juvenile incarceration. And the Kenosha Unified School District's Department of Fine Arts, in collaboration with the Kenosha Band Boosters and Dave Storino from Hanson's Pool and Spa, is going to present the annual Jazz Festival Saturday, November the 12th at Indian Trail High School and Academy. Students will be involved in performance sessions with guest artists and clinicians Friday afternoon the 11th and Saturday morning as well. Then festival activities conclude at night with a 6:30 public performance that will feature all the jazz ensembles as well as the KUSD alumni and staff ensembles. Go online to kusd.edu/finearts for ticket information. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee is meeting at 5 p.m. at City Hall. The agenda includes a proposed collective bargaining agreement for the Racine Professional Employees Association next year. It's for about $16,000 more than this year. The increase already in the budget proposal now being considered by the Committee of the Whole. That process to resume Wednesday night. In Mount Pleasant, the Village Board will meet tonight at 6:30. And aside from the possibility of citizen comments about the budgetary problems now being considered by the board, the agenda includes a contract with Racine's Bell Urban System and 2016 budget amendments to the police and fire departments, as well as the Parks Department. Well, you've seen one or more of the specialty license plates that Wisconsin has to offer, and because of a new state law, the DMV's got a new process for any groups requesting a specialty plate. Spokesman Sean Peterson says this includes a 30-day public review period.
To review that group's application and express any objections to the group becoming authorized. Those objections that we receive get passed along to the Transportation Committee and both halves of the legislature, and they will be the ones who ultimately approve or deny the plate.
Right now, Wisconsin has about 40 specialty plates. The first group to follow this new process, Choose Life Wisconsin. That request now in the public review period up until November 13th. In Eau Claire County, the clerk there, Donna Austed, is tired of hearing complaints that the November election is rigged. Says she's explained to a number of voters about the safeguards, how the ballots are counted, even fears about voter fraud. Says anybody who thinks the election is rigged, you're more than welcome to volunteer as a poll worker. And an effort is going to be made in Richland Center this week to try and break the Guinness Book of World Records mark for the most pumpkins carved in succession. Cordless drills, spoons, and knives are going to be used to carve over 3,200 pumpkins Wednesday through Saturday. The current record is 2,015 pumpkins done last year in Japan. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.